With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance appeared in Minneapolis today in support of Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. Vance says federal agents are under a lot of pressure as they try and enforce the deportation campaign.
If you look at the context of what's going on, you understand that these people are under an incredible amount of duress, an incredible amount of chaos, and because of a few very far-left agitators, a lot of these guys are unable to do their jobs without being harassed, without being doxxed, and sometimes without being assaulted. That's totally unacceptable.
He said local officials could be helping ICE identify and arrest violent criminals so that the operation could be more targeted. Fox News is reporting 7 House Democrats voted with Republicans on Thursday to pass a Department of Homeland Security spending bill, despite opposition from their own leadership over unmet demands for additional guardrails on immigration and customs enforcement operations. It was bundled with 3 other bills that have broad bipartisan support. They funded defense in various other departments, including education and health and human services. Governors across the country are declaring states of emergency in advance of a powerful winter storm that's expected to affect millions of people with snow and ice. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells KVUE Austin the state is facing a major winter storm.
It's a very severe winter weather storm that's going to be crossing the entire state of Texas. We expect the weather conditions to worsen, especially going into Friday and through Friday all the way through the weekend.
Forecasters warn the storm could rival a hurricane in damage to power lines and trees, especially in areas with heavy ice. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are back in court.
The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has heard arguments this week over whether Louisiana can require public schools to post the Decalogue in all classrooms. The ACLU and various atheist groups are challenging the Louisiana law, and most observers believe no matter what the 5th Circuit decides, this case is going to the Supreme Court. Texas has a similar Ten Commandments law, and it also faces a legal challenge. Michael Harrington reporting.
Having a large number of Christians in a country does not necessarily protect against persecution. A new report from International Christian Concern reveals that in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Christians represent roughly 95% of the nation's population, yet they are being slaughtered at alarming rates. Much of the killing is being done by Islamist groups. Nigeria's Christian population is also under siege. This is SRN News. Stocks climb for a second day in a row.
Stocks rose again on Wall Street and clawed back some more of their losses for the week. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5% Thursday. The index continued its rally after President Donald Trump called off tariffs on European countries that he said opposed his desire for U.S. control of Greenland. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 306 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.9%. Details are still sparse about the framework of a deal on Greenland that Trump said he reached with the head of NATO. Financial markets are still showing some signs of worry. Seth Suto, New York.
The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge ticked up in November, and the latest sign that price increases remain stubbornly elevated. Consumer prices rose 2.8% in November from a year earlier. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.